You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Might Bike coming back at Whisper. It's tight.
Boominair is the champion hurdler.
Sizing John is holding them all under Robbie Power and wins the Gold Cup.
Cheltenham is everything. There's no place like Cheltenham. You know, and if you're lucky enough to ride a winner at the Cheltenham Festival or ride a winner of the Cheltenham Gold Cup, you know, walk down in front of 70,000 people, there's no feeling like it, and Cheltenham is the biggest stage.
Cheltenham Festival 2018 on William Hill Racing Radio.
We've had the Dublin Racing Festival in Leopardstown, and we've seen one or two reactions to the Cheltenham Festival market. We also saw Bouvardair in action at Sandown on Saturday afternoon, and that's probably the most significant winning performance that's going to affect the champion hurdle market. It's now headed, still headed by Bouvardair, but he's now 1-2 at the top of the betting for the champion hurdle. For Heen, who was only good enough for second in the Irish champion hurdle, finished second behind Super Sunday with Mick Jazz back in third. He's 6-1 second in the market. My Ten Tire Yours is 14-1, 16-1 for York Hill, 20-1 Mellon, 25s or bigger for the others. So courtesy of a 1-14 success at Sandown, Bouvardair looks unbeatable in the champion hurdle.
Yeah, he does. Well, I mean, bizarrely, it's one of those strange occasions where the price shift was a result of events an hour later rather than him winning at Sandown. I should have looked, actually. I don't know what price he was initially after Sandown. I can't imagine you'd have changed much if you're a layer.
I don't think we did change the price after the race.
Well, you can't, can you? I mean, what's he done? He's proved that he's still got four legs and a tail. And, there you go. But it was obviously events an hour or so later in Dublin that proved that Bouvardair has an unassailable command of the champion hurdle market. And if he arrives on the day in similar kind of form, then he wins for me. Forheen, it's very hard to know what to make of it, because Forheen he travelled better today than he did the last day, when he was really obviously very disappointing and never really travelled with any zest whatsoever. He at least this time, he was on the front end and he at least went with a little bit of exuberance, didn't he? A little bit of zest. And at one stage entering into the straight, you thought, well, he might just, you know, Paul Tannen will give him a nudge in the ribs here and he'll fly like he used to do. And like he actually did on debut this season. He was electric on debut this season. Now, it's fascinating with him. Willie Mullins has this season changed his training routine astronomically. So he kept him in from the end of last season all through the summer, because I think he was sort of disappointing with how things went last season, and he wanted to make sure that he was fit and not as burly as he can get sometimes. So that first run that he had, it was at Punchestown, wasn't it? I think in the Morgiana. Yeah. When the time of the race was electric. As good as some of the times that he has put in respectively to other courses throughout his career. It was the real Forheen, certainly. Which makes the next two performances all the more mystifying, really, because the engine was there then and it just seemingly isn't now. Now, whether he'd had to be trained that hard over the summer that he's sort of bounced from it. You know, there's that dreaded bounce factor, obviously, when you get a horse back and he wins first time out and then everything else goes a bit pear-shaped from then. So maybe it's that. It's really puzzling, because to be beaten by Super Sunday over 2 miles, with all due respect to Super Sunday, who did hurdle a lot better today,
doesn't make sense.
It's not, yeah, it doesn't really. It doesn't. And you look
means he's
back
either
to,
had to run very, very far below what we expect of him, or what his best is, or Super Sunday has run an absolute blinder compared to what we knew about him.
Yeah.
Because he's beaten the rest of them out of sight.
Yeah. I mean, you've got Mick Jazz, who's 5 lengths back in third.
Well, maybe not quite out of sight, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Beaten them comfortably enough.
Yeah. I mean, they cleared away, didn't they? And it wasn't run in a frenetic gallop, so the nature of the gaps are going to be slightly shrunk. But you got Mick Jazz, who won, obviously, the race at Christmas back in third, in fifth, and is a solid mid-150s horse, you'd fancy. So, you know, Forheen at his best could be a 180 horse. So he's obviously not run to anywhere near that. Super Sunday is a stayer now. He did hurdle a lot better, which has allowed him to put in that kind of performance. Now he's not going to beat Bouvardaire in a champion hurdle by any stretch, but what he has done is enhances his stayer's hurdle claims massively. And then Mellon, back in fifth, he was the disappointment, really, because he was the one of the sort of crop of the champion hurdle market that you thought he might just be the one that could step forward and progress, but he really didn't. He was bitterly disappointing. Because he has had a small natural progression with each run, and even his third in the international hurdle at Cheltenham, was it behind My Tent or Yours? Even that was a small progression. Even though the fact he's been beaten by My Tent or Yours on the face of it is slightly disappointing.
Well, who'd have thought it? By the way, if you'd have asked somebody 12 months ago who'd be third favourite for the champion hurdle this year, you wouldn't have said My Tent or Yours, would you?
No, although he does it every year, doesn't he? He comes back and he does it every year, and he's now won his first race at Cheltenham in winning that international, which is an extraordinary stat. I couldn't believe that he hadn't won one before then. But admittedly, the last time he won a race was one of those bumpers put on at Kempton in February 2014, would you believe, before that win in the international. It's incredible, isn't it? You know, he's finished second in three champion hurdles in the meantime. Since then, and I think he finishes second again, doesn't he? There's nothing else really. It could be a Nicky Henson 1-2-3, because you got the sort of lesser exposed ones, the likes of Call Me Lord and Verdana Blue for Nicky Henson, that could, you know, they're going to be prepared for the race, could well take a step forward. It could be a field of five or six. Bouvardaire wins, My Tent or Yours second, one of those two finishes third. There really isn't anything else. Defi de Soy was really disappointing today. Charlie Parks has to bounce back from two sort of below par runs. Bapaume isn't quick enough. John Constable shouldn't really be in there, even though he finished very close to Bouvardaire. He's probably not quite that class. What else have we got? The new one's entered for it, but he's going to go for the stayer's hurdle, sorry. Or is he? Maybe Nigel Tyson-Davies will.
Maybe he's looked at this today.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe this is the year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he could put it up to My Tent or Yours, couldn't he? He gave him a race in the international.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a mystery with Forheen.
Even after all that, I suppose it's hard to quantify, but Forheen's running today in that field, is it still good enough to place behind Bouvardaire?
No, I don't. I don't think he will. I wouldn't. No. I don't think he'd beat My Tent or Yours on that running. No, I think he'd be third at best on that evidence.
Fair enough.
Maybe not even that. Maybe one of the other lightly raced horses will improve on that running, on that bare form, definitely. Which is mystifying, really.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a dreamer. I'd like to see Forheen bounce back at the festival.
Oh, it'd be amazing. Yeah, wouldn't it? I mean, it'd be a fascinating story, and it would be a piece of training genius from, you know, what are we, 5 weeks away now, for Willie Mullins to get back the horse that he once was after two really below par efforts. Yeah. It would be, yeah, it would hail Willie Mullins as the genius that he obviously is, but it would take him to much unvaunted levels.
The one thing that you said a few moments ago that makes it so I can't quite grasp what to do with him is, if he'd come back from that absence and run these two races, I would have said, yeah, he's not the same horse. He's obviously no longer what he used to be. But the fact that his reappearance, he did show that machine-like, Forheen the machine quality. How could he do that on his reappearance and then not do it twice afterwards? It's not like it's been a year since he last ran. It's a matter of months he's gone from still got it to where is it?
Yeah. No, exactly that. Yeah, and that's what puzzles me really as well. And I mean, the bare form of that Punchestown, the Morgiana hurdle, he beat Jeske by 16 lengths. Now, on the bare form of it today, he beat Jeske by 8 lengths. So there's an obvious discrepancy there. Jeske had already won a race before that Punchestown second in the Morgiana, so he was cherry ripe. So he beat a cherry ripe Jeski, who has since gone slightly off the boil, perhaps, by 16 lengths. That could have been a lot more, you know, if he was properly ridden out and not eased down and what have you. So that there's no doubt that Morgiana running was somewhere near the best for him. I'm in no doubt of that. And the time backs that up, I think, on pretty soft ground. So you can argue the form, but there were only two other runners in the race. Campeador, who fell when well beaten, and Swamp Fox, who is a very, very admirable horse, but he's a 150 hurdler. So, yeah, that's the odd thing. Maybe in getting him absolutely right and getting him back for that Morgiana has sort of bottomed him or peaked him or whatever the term is, that was the peak and he's just not able to re-find it for whatever reason it is. And there could be a whole host of reasons. Because horses can't tell us what's wrong, sadly.
No. Does Gordon Elliott look at this now and think, do you know what? Apple's Jade should run in the champion hurdle rather than the mares.
You'd be tempted, wouldn't you? You definitely would be tempted.
We've seen Willie Mullins do that, of course, with Annie Power.
Yeah. Given Apple's Jade beat Super Sunday in what was something of a sprint finish over 3 miles. So it's tricky to translate the form, but yeah, Apple's Jade, you know, in a fast run 2 mile race would beat Super Sunday, I would imagine. So Apple's Jade is better than the form that we saw today in the Irish Champion Hurdle. Whether that puts her up there with Bouvardet, I don't think so. Might put her up there with My Tent or Yours, maybe. But do they want to do that, or do they want to go to a race that they've won before and know they'll probably have a decent chance of winning again? It's sort of Jiggins Downs and Gordon Elliott's modus operandi to give their horse the best chance of a winning opportunity, so I would be surprised, unless Bouvardet, you know, was ruled out for whatever reason. I don't think Apple's Jade would beat Bouvardet.
Fair enough.
Is what I'm saying.
Because okay. She did win the Hatton's Grace, didn't she? Which champion hurdlers have won in the past. Istabrak won it a couple of times. Hurricane Fly won the race. Jeski won the race as well.
Yeah,
we know it's probably good to have that. And I know it's like a championship 2 mile. And you need to be really slick, but you need that little bit of stamina, don't you? That little bit of extra.
Yeah. No, definitely.
To win a champion hurdle.
And there are some of the similar horses that weigh up. Obviously, the ill-fated Nichols Canyon was beaten into second on his first start of the season. Super Sunday was third in that race, if you remember. Though that was his first start of the season, and he's definitely come on massively since then.
Yeah.
Soleus Emery was in fourth, and Mick Jazz were in fifth. Now, those two fought out the race that Forheen pulled up in over Christmas. So it is form that all sort of ties in there. But you get the impression that Apple's Jade was ready for that day. That was she'd already had a run at Navan, where she won a Grade 2 there, beating Jer's Girl. She'd won the race the year previous when she beat Vroom Vroom Mag. So I think she was more fit that day than some of those in behind. I'd be amazed. The only way that Apple's Jade would go for the champion hurdle, I think, is if Bouvardet was ruled out.
Fair enough. So I suppose, in summary, normally when we talk about Andy Post markets, you're thinking, well, it's quite hard to find the winner. In this case, the winner looks the easy bit to find.
Yeah.
It's what follows Bouvardet home, I suppose.
Yeah. The bet for me is My Tent or Yours each way. If you have to have a bet now, it has to be that. He's the runner at Cheltenham in the International in December was much his best seasonal reappearance of any season, pretty much. So that you could argue that maybe this might be the year that he's actually at his best, even though he's an 11-year-old. He's a fairly lightly raced 11-year-old. Given he was more forward for that race than he has been in previous seasons, maybe he might be even better this year. And 14-1, is he for...
Yep.
It's just you can't have, if Bouvardet wins, My Tent or Yours will be second or third without a doubt, and it's three places as well. Now might well be less than eight runners. It seems an outstanding bet, actually, the more I think about it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.